And I'm sure there are instances there, and particularly with Odysseus hearing the Song of the Sirens,
right,
which is a kind of alluring torture. I mean, it's a torture of a sense.
Right. The sailors are unable to resist, right, the call.
So advertisements might be thought of as a form of sonic torture.
Well, I would agree flippantly that yes, advertisements are a form of sonic torture. But sonic torture and advertising noise are both designed, right, to get people to act in different but specific ways, right? So Muzak, for instance, is designed to enhance our shopping experience so that we're more willing to purchase products. So a different result, but the idea that sound is being manipulated or designed, right, to make us do specific acts is common to both.
Did you grow up listening to the radio very much?
I did. I grew up in central Pennsylvania, and my hometown is Lewisburg, and there was nearby in Selins Grove, Susquehanna University. When I was a child and had a fantastic college radio station. All of the great specialty shows that you would expect from a good college radio station.
As we have here on CITR.
Exactly.
That's very, very exciting. Now, we're sort of winding up, but I wanted to ask you what you think the future of rhetorical studies might be. 5-10 years from now, what will it look like, or what will you and students be examining?
I think the field of rhetoric changes or has changed at a fairly slow pace. So the movement we talked about earlier to big rhetoric, this was a huge move, opening up this rhetoric to the study of everything, basically. And so the question now is what fields will we choose to sort of bring into our analyses, and I think there will be a movement toward more object-oriented approaches. So, you know, for instance, looking at technology, looking at the world of things, looking at language as an artifact, an object, more so than a text, perhaps. So I see a movement in that direction. But then there's also such a large amount of more traditional textual artifacts that have been totally unexplored by rhetoricians that those will always be open for further exploration.
So can we blame the digital revolution for somehow, and I don't mean blame in a negative way, but as a cause for opening up rhetoric and rhetorical study? Or
that's,
it's at least contributed to it?
That's a good question. I believe we have a lot more different kinds of texts now to look at and to grapple with. On the composition side of rhetoric, teaching first-year writing courses and such things, there is a movement to figure out how best to teach writing for the internet. Right? Write academic work in a blog post rather than maybe a traditional research essay. In my own class, we're just learning how we all learned how to write memes, right? The sort of silly pictures with the captions that are taking over the internet, and we had a meme war in class, and it was a highly gratifying day of class. I will say.
I think I should actually attend that class, because I myself find the challenge of writing captions to photographs. Quite challenging, because you must condense so much information into essentially two sentences. Have you ever tried it?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. During the Memoir, we all. Well, I don't know about if every student weighed in, but I weighed in, and most of my students weighed in, and it is difficult to, first of all, capture the moment, and relate the message to a picture that often has nothing to do with the message or is only tangentially related to the message. So in some ways it's constraining, but in other ways it opens us up to an infinite number of combinations.
Absolutely. Well, this is really fascinating. Ian, thank you so much for coming in. It's my great pleasure to thank again Professor Ian Hill, who has joined us this evening at UBC Arts on Air. And I hope listeners will stay tuned for future programs on the ideas and indeed the accomplishments of the Faculty of Arts.
Thank you, Ira.
Thank you.
All right, folks, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Anita B. I'm your host of this show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here with you until 8 o'clock. And I there was a very abrupt switch, as you can tell there, between my show and the previous one. But it's all good. It's all good. Nothing phases me anymore. All right. What shall we hear tonight? Let's see. I've got a lot of CDs in my hands. In my hands. And what are we going to hear? Oh, let's hear something from this Arts and Crafts compilation. It is entitled X. And X is, as you may or may not know, you should know, the Roman numeral for 10. Yes, it is. So, and why is it 10? Because the symbolism is the 10-year anniversary of the Arts and Crafts record label of the label. Yeah, okay. So this album has a lot of good bands on it, including Broken Social Scene, Feist, The Hidden Cameras, Stars, let's see. there's a little Hayden, and I'm thinking maybe we'll go with Hayden, I think. And this is, let's see that I understand this, because I'm looking at the CD, and it says, Hayden X, Jason Collette. So I suppose they are collaborating together, Hayden and Jason Collette, on the song, and the song is called Lonely Is As Lonely Does. And that's it. So it's, what is it? It's Wednesday, 6:39, and it's already October 23rd, which is crazy. I don't know about you all, but this fall has just really been going by in just a blur of white. And I'm trying to keep up, but it seems as if I'm starting to slightly get out of control. I'm like totally like pretty busy. I work full time, etc. Have two kids and a husband and a dog. But it's all good. I was just talking to the host ahead of me, Megan, and I was just, what was I saying? I don't even know what I was saying. What was I going on about? Oh, I don't know. Office politics. There's a lot of crap going on in my work. It's just stupid. It's like, I'm a high school teacher, and basically, a lot of high school teachers are people who just never left high school. Like, they just, yeah. And you're like, and I'm one of them, apparently. Like, I have never left high school. And I probably will be in high school until I'm 65. And so, you sometimes just have to stand back and laugh. Oh, yeah. And my point is that music soothes the soul, right? If you're having a rough day, if you're just conflicted about something or else or whatever, just listen to some music. It should work itself out if the music is good enough. And if it doesn't work, your problem's out for you, find some other music. Yeah. Okay. So let's listen to some Hayden. And the station, of course, is CITR. 101.9 FM Vancouver. Here you go. Hayden and Jason Collette with the song Lonely Is As Lonely Does. Thank you. All right, folks, as I was listening, I thought, well, this really doesn't sound like Hayden, though, does it? And of course, that was not Hayden. So that was actually, which was awesome. That was the Broken Social Scene and Years collaborative song entitled Day of the Kid. So there you go. So in case I was like totally off, well, I was. So now let's hear the Hayden song, the Hayden Jason Collette collaboration called Lonely Is As Lonely Does. Okay, let's go there, folks. And that would be, as I talk out loud, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Song 8. If you're counting at home, it's song 8 on this Arts and Crafts compilation entitled 10. On CITR 101.9 FM.
I go changing channels, missing you in every lonely motel room, blowing smoke out of an inch of open window. Good morning, night, or was it good night, morning? I didn't see the light, but I heard the rooster crow. All over now, time and again. Lonely is as lonely does, but lonely is not what you want to be. I can see it now. Nothing's ever as it seems, even sober now. And anyway, I woke up from a dream, and now I can't get back to sleep. Awake, a call, the maids in the hall, do not disturb. I turn over the world and leave. A taxi waits out in the street for my suitcase to take me away. I'm living the dream. Chasing shadows, missing you. The way back home in the rearview, blowing smoke out of an inch of open window.
This Halloween, CITR is proud to sponsor Sussoween, taking place at Fortune Sound Club, featuring Lil Texas and Bar Lee. Plus, the Chapel Sound crew will be spinning all night alongside the Can I Live DJs. Dressed to impress in your most daring costumes, Fortune Sound Club is going to be transformed into a Halloween acid trip. Acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip, acid trip. Be sure to pick up a limited early bird ticket being sold at Zulu, Beat Street, High Life, and Red Cat Records.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard commies! I hate them! I hate
them!
Okay,
well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit.
Ah!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Times have you found yourself at a party, alone in the corner, mixing, while everyone else around you was having a good time? Party at my house!
Yeah, you're right. Shake your booty.
What? All right, you can hear that music and the booties are starting. Shaking your booty? Learn how to shake that booty.
And it's so nice to be out here on the turntable where I belong.
Like to hear something and put it on the machine and play it.
You don't care if it's a little scratch, do you?
Right now, is everyone shaking their booty?
I'm not yours. You are mine.
Come to life in the spring.
All right, folks, that was so pretty, wasn't it? That was White Horse. We heard the song, I think, Like a Lion. Let me just double check here. Out Like a Lion, yes. And that's from their new album. It's called The Fate of the World Depends on This Kiss. And Luke Doucette's a really nice guy. He's originally from Vancouver, and he used to play in a band here, a three-piece band called Veal, like way back when. And years ago when I was in a band, we actually made our way out to Montreal a couple times. And one of the times we played on a bill with him playing as his sort of solo thing, just Luke Doucette. And he was just the nicest guy ever, just really gentle kind of soul. And there you go. So that's White Horse. Anyways, the band consists of him and his wife. I'm trying to find her name here. Him and his wife, and she just has a really pretty voice. She's got a gorgeous voice. Oh, yeah, Melissa McClelland. That is it. Yes. All right. And then before that, we heard something from Kid Koala. I love Kid Koala. We heard the song Party at Eric's, and you can find that on the 2006 album of his entitled Your Mom's Favorite DJ. Oh, Kid Koala. What is his real name? Let me see here. What is his name? Oh, I should know this. Anyways, he's originally from Vancouver. He spent a little time toward the end of high school, though. Eric, his name is Eric. He spent a little toward the end of his high school days, though, not in Vancouver, in, I want to say, like Maryland or something. And he was trained to be a kindergarten teacher. I don't think he's doing it. I think he's busy turntabling. And last I heard, he was in Montreal. That's where he... Let's see, is he in Montreal? He should be. I think that's his deal. What else can I tell you about him? He actually opened up for the Beastie Boys on their Hello Nasty World Tour. How crazy is that, back in 98? How crazy is that? Well, he was part of Money Mark's band. Now, Money Mark collaborated, you know, he was sort of the fourth Beastie Boy, if you will. Crazy. All right, I love him. All right, now before Kid Koala, we heard something from Hayden and Jason Collette, and that song was called Lonely Is As Lonely Does, and you can find that on the compilation entitled X, which is the Arts and Crafts label's 10th anniversary compilation, and Arts and Crafts is out of Toronto, of course, and that's kind of like the Broken Social Scene label, if that makes any sense. That's those guys. All right, the time is 7:01. Maybe I'll give us a little bit of weather. Why don't we do that? Val is here. She's in the house someplace. She was just telling me how apparently the fog is still playing tricks on us here. She said she was looking out over sort of, near the Rose Garden here at UBC and looked down, I think, toward the water, she said. And she thought, oh, that's pretty cool. I can see the water, whatever. And a bunch of people are taking pictures, but it actually wasn't. It was like a low, very low-level fog that emulated the look of the water. So it was kind of crazy. All right, let's take a look at our weather here now. Weather Vancouver. All right, here we go. It is Weather Vancouver. I don't know why Richmond's weather came up. Maybe because the weather station's at Richmond. That could be it. So it does say here it's currently foggy. Now that's weird because when I came in, I didn't see fog. Why did that happen to Val? And why is it saying here that it's foggy? I don't know. All right, it's currently 13 degrees Celsius, and this is already October 23rd, Wednesday. Now tomorrow the high is 13, and let's see what else we have in store. Well, partly cloudy. That's not bad. And then we move into Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 12. Now the weekend looks mostly the same. High of 14 on Saturday and 12 with the exact same weather. Yes. That's not bad. I'm looking forward to Halloween. I'm totally in the zone. I'm there. Now, somebody, I can say this on air because this person's Facebook is not clamped down, if you know what I mean. But my favorite of all is Billy Bonito. Excuse my nose sounded all stuffed up. It was. Billy Bonito. He used to be like Billy Hopeless, you know, from the Black Halos. So go to Facebook and type in Billy Bonito because he is by far the best, seasonal, I guess, festive poster, if that makes sense. Like around Halloween, he just gets so into it, and around Christmas as well. And he must spend half his time on Facebook, but they're funny posts. Like, they're pretty hilarious. So that's my Facebook recommendation of the day. I don't have Facebook. I'm actually a lurker. I go through my husband's or my sister's. Yeah, I do. But I am on Twitter. So there you go. Anyways, my name, in case you're curious, is Anita Binder. Anita B. I can't believe I gave you my last name. It doesn't really matter. I go by Anita B here at CITR. And this is my show. It is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here until 8 with you all. Yes. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. So I suppose we should listen to some more, shouldn't we? All right. This is a really good compilation. I'm really digging it. It's a Safe Amp comp. And I've been playing stuff from it every single week because it's so good. And it's local. And there's 18 songs. And like I said, it's just awesome. So, Safe Amp, the Safe Amp organization is committed to opening an all-ages venue in the city here in Vancouver. Very cool. Yes. Okay, so let's see. What should we listen to? I often play the same songs. Well, let's hear something. Let's listen to Menopause. That's song 8. Sounds like a blast. Menopause. And the song we're going to hear is called Cops Are Boring. That's right. But CITR is not. And that's the station. So we are at 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is a really short song. It's 51 seconds. So why don't we do this? We'll hear Menopause. And then we'll move into Aunts and Uncles with their song Fictional. They're good. This should all work itself out. All right, folks. Where are we at here? Let's go. The station CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
steel calls of painted lines and sculpted tapes. The velvet ropes between her and you betrays all the time you waste. With the debutante and your heart in the glass where she sent you to space.
Timber Concerts presents Teen Days with special guest camp counselors, Saturday, November 9th at the Electric Owl. Tickets are available online at ticketweb.ca or at Red Cat, Zulu, and Beat Street Records. For more info, visit asylumplanet.com and timberconcerts.com.
All right, folks, sorry about the dead air there. I was just trying... Well, let me tell you what we listened to first. Okay. We heard something from 11 years ago. I can't believe it. From the Notes from Underground. That's a band who are from Vancouver. And that album was self-titled. And that was released back in, well, obviously, 02. We heard the song... What do we hear? Oh, God, what's wrong with me? I wrote it down. Okay. We heard the song I Saw Her First. And the Notes from Underground were comprised of, who are they? Well, there's Sean Mrazek, of course. There's Jeff. And then there is Johnny. That's right. And let's see. Sean Mrazek has been finding a lot of success with his newest album. It's called Thought He Was Dead. And I think we'll play something from that. And he's also a drum teacher. And he's my drum teacher. And he's awesome. So I feel very special to have joined forces with his teaching skills. So anyways, I love playing the drums. I'm like so much into it. It's just awesome. Yeah, so if you're interested, you can, well, he teaches at Tom Lee downtown. Yeah, so yeah, just saying, you know, he's awesome. So that was the Notes from Underground. And then before that, we heard something from another local band called Aunts and Uncles with the song Fictional, as well as part of that, the song Cops Are Boring by the band Menopause. And both songs you can find on the Safe Amp compilation. Yes. All right. My name's Anita B, and this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And as I mentioned, we're going to hear some Sean Mrazek. So why don't we listen to that right now? Yeah, and this is from his newest album. It's amazing, and he's been playing around a little bit, so you might be able to catch him out someplace locally. And I sadly haven't had the opportunity. I've been meaning to, and a couple times I almost did, but whatever. It's my goal to definitely go check out his show. I'll tell you who the musicians are, though, on this album. It's the guitar player is Adrian Teacher. Look at that. You got Stephen Hamm on the Hammond and the piano. You got Chris Riffick on the Rhodes. Now, Chris Riffick is a guy here at CITR. He does a show here. Who else? Molly Matisicki. Now, she's our babysitter. She's actually, she babysat for us the other night for the first time, and she's such a nice girl. Molly. Good for Molly. Look at this. Rose Melberg. Rose Melberg plays drums on this record. Crazy. So, you got a lot of good stuff going on. So, anyways, what song shall we hear? We're going to hear the song called Another World. Again, this is from Sean Mrazek Lives' album, Thought He Was Dead. Yes, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. The show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played.
From the attack.
All right, folks. That was it. That was the D'Urbervilles with the song This Is Life. Yes. And I believe that is from their 2000. Let me tell you, I think that's from their 2008 album entitled We Are the Hunters. And I am correct. Yay. All right. My name is Anita B. And the show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where we listen to Canadian music. Yes. And it is currently 7:34. And I got slightly distracted, of course, because Val is around and she's just so much awesome. I love her. And her show is up next, so stay tuned. Her show runs from 8 until 10 and it's called Folk Oasis. Yes. What comes up on after her show for me? 10 until 11 is Sexy in Van City. And that's hosted by Caroline. And there you go. So you got yourself a good evening of CITR programming. That's right. Yeah, okay. So before that, which was the D'Urbervilles, and that they're a band out of Guelph, Ontario. I went to school. I am a Guelph Griffin. I'm an alum from the University of Guelph. Anyways, before that, we heard two songs from Jay Arner from his new self-titled album. We heard Surf Don't Sink and Sacrifice, and he is on Mint Records, so good for him, yes. And then we heard a little, I think I told you this, so Sean Razik Lives was in there before that, yes. So we have about 25 or so more minutes, and I'm going to play us one of my like guilty favorites. I just love this band, The Black Rainbows. And I had mistakenly in the past assumed they're from Vancouver, but they're not. They're from like Ontario someplace, I think like around the Toronto area. So The Black Rainbows, and the name of this album was called I Met This Chick. I know, I Met This Chick. It's so funny. And they are like the Dead Milkmen, in my opinion. Yeah, except they're, well, they're current. They're young. They look pretty young. Well, young enough. Okay, and I think we're going to hear Two-Day Rule. But you know what? We've heard that song a lot of times. So let's not hear that. Let's hear, God, these guys are crazy. Let's hear Morning After Pill. That's right. Let's hear some Morning After Pill, yes. All right, so this is on CITR, The Black Rainbows, from their album I Met This Chick. This is Morning After Pill. And the station is at 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Timber Concerts presents Coco Rosie with special guests on Thursday, October 24th at Venue. Come support this American experimental electronic folk duo on tour to support their latest release, Tales of a Grass Widow. Tickets are available online via Ticketweb or in-store from Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records.
Swamp and the flower, the watery fellow, the monarch's my
wife. Sob skank, Scotty spanks butts, he skanks when he struts. No one told him never to be rude. He dresses like a gangster.
He wrestled with an hamster.
He's here to get you all in the nude.
Boys
and girls.
It's not just this same old show on your radio. Scotty Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
If you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying, well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. ACR exam. The study ban will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the study ban, www.studyban.com.
Alrighty, folks, that right there was awesome. Yeah, that was the Courtneys, and the song is called Social Anxiety from their self-titled album. I'm starting to kind of suffer from social anxiety a little bit. It's weird. I'm starting to like being by myself more than I should. I don't know. There's something wrong with me. I find when I'm at a party with a whole bunch of people, I just think, well, I don't know. Like, sometimes one-on-one I enjoy better than just a bunch of people interjecting and conversations kind of going nowhere. And it's weird. I don't know. Lately, this social thing has been freaking me out a bit. Maybe I have social anxiety. All right. There you go. Now, before that, so now the Courtneys, they, I believe there's three of them. I think that's the case. And they're local. So they're from Vancouver. And they're fun. They're awesome. I like them. They just get me going. Now before the Courtney, so all girls, of course. And before that, we heard another all-girl band. And then before that, another all-girl band. So prior to the Courtneys, we heard from Halifax Plumtree with the song Scott Pilgrim from their album from 97, Predicts the Future. And that, of course, was the song that I guess got the name of that. I don't know. Was it a zine or something? Scott Pilgrim. And then the movie was based on, I think, the zine, I guess. Yeah, there you go. And then before Plumtree, we heard the acronym JALE, which stands for Jennifer, Allison, Laura, and Eve, also known as JAL, with the song Not Happy. I love that song. from their, I want to say 93 album. God, 93 album on Sub Pop Records called Dream Cake. Is it 93, 94? I don't know. But that just makes me realize how freaking old I am. Was that really? I'm going to double check that. If that's the case, Dream Cake Jail. If that's the case, then that album, it was released in 94. So it's not quite 20 years old. Jeez. Oh my God. That's okay. Anyways, this show of mine here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm Anita B. Yes. And I'm with us here for only another 7 minutes. And then I die. Then my show's over. And then Val is here. She takes over the reins. And she's here from 8 until 10 with her show, Folk Oasis. Now, before I leave you all, we're going to hear something called Dead Ghosts. Oh, I should also tell you, too, that I'm only here at the station every second Wednesday. So I alternate. So 6:30 to 8, that means next Wednesday, I will not be here. And then the Wednesday after, yes, I shall be here. Okay. Now that I've cleared that up, let's talk about the next band. Dead Ghosts. Now, these guys are local. And they consist of Brian Nickel, Andrew Wilkinson, Michael Wilkinson, and Maurizio Cimento. Yep. And this album, look at this. Felix Fung gets another mention in this album here. Recorded and mixed by him at Little Red Studio. Mm-hmm, interesting. Okay, so let's make sure I've got the right CD in the right spot. Because I have a tendency to... Uh-huh. Yeah, we're good. Okay, the album is called Can't Get No, and we are going to hear, I don't know, what song shall we hear? I kind of want to hear T-Swamp Rumble. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So T-Swamp Rumble, which should be song 10. Let's double check. Yeah, we're good. And T-Swamp is not very far from where I teach. I teach at Tupper Secondary, so if you'd like to go ahead and stalk me, you can find me there. Why am I telling you all that? Anyway, so T-Swamp is, it's like a little park, if I remember correctly. I think it's just off of like 16th, 15th, just half a block east of Maine. Yeah, okay. Let's give this a listen, shall we, folks? CD2, we are ready to go. And if you don't hear from me, then keep up the rock on. And by the way, I'm teaching geology right now. I'm teaching a whole bunch of sort of physical geography, and it's all about the rock. It is. Yes, that's why I'm here. All right. Dead Ghosts. And my name's Anita B, saying rock on. We'll be right back.
sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts, sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2 if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet you find yourself adrift amongst the tubes of the ether.